The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We are on our summer tour, News Talk, kicking things off on The Hard Shoulder today. And we are in the absolutely gorgeous surrounds of the Castle Martyr Resort and Spa. If you're just joining us, and we have nipped outside our makeshift studio, and I'm here looking out over some of the grounds, over the horses and the water and everything. It is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful day in this part of the world. I'm not sure how long the weather is going to hold up. We'll ignore that for the moment and we'll enjoy what we have. And Peter Dowdall is with me, the Irish garden designer here of the Irish Gardener. Fame, Peter, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks, Kieran.
Thanks
Thank
a million. Nice to appear in a radio show when you can do it outside in the sunshine in Castle Martyr, I guess.
Well, you should know the sun always shines in Cork here.
Oh, yeah. And famously, Peter, you hide your light under a bush and you don't tell anyone.
We do. We're not known for showing off down here at all, are we? Yeah, but no, the weather is glorious. And it's a real day to be out and about, isn't it? It's the kind of weather where I have the best job in the world right now, do you know?
Yeah. Let's talk about your job. Let's talk about jobs people could be doing, because it's we're well into the summer in one sense. Only a few days left. What is it? 9 days to the summer solstice. At the same time, you know, there might be people, you know, the kids are only getting off school. They're looking out. They've got barbecues, birthday parties, visitors coming over the next few weeks and months, and they want to put a bit of shape on the garden. I mean, is it too late?
No, not at all. I mean, you're right, and it's the kind of... I think we're very connected to the seasons ourselves, and I think summer like is when the garden is at full tilt, everything's growing in front of our eyes, but we're also at full tilt. We're busy, as you say, kids are off school, we're going on holidays, lots and lots to do. So if you want to make an impact quickly in the garden, one of your best courses of action is bedding plants, summer annuals. You know, they're kind of frowned upon by so many people now, you know, as kind of old hat, but actually to make an impact, it's your hanging baskets, window boxes, pots full of plants, and they're annual plants that are going to be, you know, it's not real gardening where you're planting and waiting for things to mature. They're going to give you instant impact. The important thing to remember with them, and whatever we're doing in the garden, the important thing is to remember, if you are using bedding plants, to make sure that you're using ones that are ecologically beneficial.
Okay.
So that you're not looking at sterile hybridized plants, F1 hybrids. You know, looking out at the grounds here in Castle Martyr, we see wildflowers and long grass and real natural meadows, which is, you know, brilliant ecologically and for the pollinators. We need to be careful in our own gardens so we're not bringing in plants to our gardens that are useless to pollinators. So bear that in mind when we're
okay,
going for that.
So like what type of things to avoid and what type of things should people look at?
Yeah, okay. So a lot of the bedding plants that I'm talking about, which are going to give you that instant oomph, a lot of them have been intensively hybridized for, you know, a particular flower color or a flower stem or longevity of the bloom or whatever. And a lot of them may as well be artificial to terms of the bees and insects and other pollinators. So look for things... like, ideally, native plants in your garden are the best of all, of course. But if not native, look for ones that are pollinator friendly, and be careful, because, of course, a lot of the marketing companies obviously have picked up on this and they're calling everything pollinator
friendly. Oh, yeah, a little bee on all the... yeah, no matter what plant you buy, there's a little buzzy bee, a little a happy little bee on it.
Yeah, so they're not all. But do ask in your local garden centre, because us gardeners, we're more than too happy to chat and help. And, you know, garden centres the length and breadth of the country are brim full of plants at the moment. Ask them. And really what you're looking for are kind of single flowering plants. What I mean by that is like where the stamens are very easy to get at for the bee, so not lots and lots of petals, not very detailed plants. Like, if you can imagine, you know, the big double rose flower, which looks gorgeous, they're not very good for bees because they can't get at the pollen, they can't get at the nectar. So look for simple looking flowers and bright looking flowers, but there's lots out there. There's one called Biden's Aurea, which you'll get in your garden centre, perfect for summer colour, and Bacopa is another one. Those are two which are very, very popular and very good for the bees, but there are loads more.
And given it is well into June at this stage, I mean, they'd want to be kind of relatively mature, would they, if you want to get any bang for your buck this year, this summer?
Yes, you're too late really now to start your summer plants from seed, so you'll be going getting them as grown plants. They'll be in flower now. And you know what, in a way, that's a great way to do it, because if you're going from seed, you're kind of relying on photographs and that for colour, whereas if you're buying plants that are grown and in flower, you can see exactly what colour you're getting, because maybe you want a particular colour scheme in the garden, or maybe you want a riot of all different colour where it doesn't matter. But if you're looking for particular colours, buying them in flower is great.
And what about people, though, who think, you know what, I'm not going to get caught out next year and I'll plant things now and maybe I won't get much bang for my buck. summer 2024, but 25 will be off the charts.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
what
I like
they
the way
do
you're
now?
Thinking. Well, then you're looking at perennial plants.
This is a self-help. I should have kind of maybe acknowledged this really at the outset for transparency, that this is really an item that I suggested because I need help.
You're asking,
but anyway, go on.
Asking for a friend. Yeah. So you're looking then at perennial plants and kind of summer flowering, herbaceous. Now, the term, don't be put off by any of these terms. The term perennial just means a plant that'll come every year.
Yeah.
Herbaceous just means something that'll die back for the winter. That's all the terms mean. So a bedding plant.
Is that what herbaceous means?
That's it, yeah.
All the times you hear of herbaceous borders and things, and I never knew what it meant.
I know, that's all it means, a plant that dies back for the winter. Much easier to say it that way.
Yeah.
But so your bedding plants that I was talking about, they'll be dead at the end of this year. They're one season only. So if you want to plan now for next year, you're looking at perennials. So you could start them from seed, and most perennials will need to be 2 years of age before they get to flowering stage, right? You could try taking cuttings. Loads of information out there now. I mean, social media, all over website, just a quick search how to take a cutting will show you many ways of doing it.
How do you do it?
Well, it's quite simple. It's the way to refer to it is we take semi-ripe nodal cuttings. Which
I know, and I see these videos and it's telling me, you know, cut above or below the node, as if I know what a node is. Well, I don't know what it is.
I was just going to say,
so I've got a few cuttings, you know, outside the bathroom window, and well, one of them is kind of flourishing, the others are kind of wilting pretty miserably.
Well, I was just going to say,
so it's on the wrong side of the node.
It's a posh way of taking a slip.
Okay.
Right? What our grandmother might have called a slip.
Yeah.
So, but the node is important, and a node is quite simply where a leaf meets a stem, or where two stems meet.
Okay.
The reason it's important is because that's where you'll find all the auxins, and they're important because they promote the roots, the development of roots, right? So the only place you'll find them is at the node. So there's no point taking a cutting anywhere else.
So
right?
You cut it below the node,
just,
do you?
The node is the base of the cutting, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay. Right? So where that leaf meets the stem, cut just there.
That is the bottom of the cutting, and that's where your auxins are. Into a little bit of compost, you know, depending on the plant, it might be 2 inches, might be 3 inches of a cutting. And most of them will root away very, very easily.
Will they? You don't need to do any of this rooting powder or any of that?
No, particularly not at this time of the year. I mean, if you can get some rooting powder, it'll give them a help, certainly. But no, not necessary, really.
Let's imagine for a moment there's a kind of a radio presenter whose dog has dug up half the garden. It's too late to be putting in lawn seed at this stage, is it? Unless you want to be out watering it morning and night.
Yeah, this is it. No, you're going to be watering. And then if we get a hosepipe ban for the long, hot summer that we're still going to get.
Well, actually, look at the forecast. Maybe get it down today is the best option. There's a few days rain coming.
No, I suppose you're probably better off waiting. The two best months are September and March. March or September. So obviously we've missed March. So September is your next best. Well, your friend's next.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Peter. Thanks. So are there trends? Are there annual trends when it comes to the type of things people will be planting in their garden?
Yes, not annual.
When I mean trends, I don't mean kind of at a particular time of year. I mean, is there kind of, you know, are kind of peonies hot right now, and next year it might be kind of lavender or something else?
Yes, in fact, peonies are hot right now, actually.
You're
spot
season.
On, you see. But we're not quite as fast moving in the gardening world as being, you know, the trend is here today and gone tomorrow. It might last 5 years. It might gradually change.
Okay.
So if you look at something like hydrangeas, for example, hydrangeas are very hot right now. They're very hot.
Yeah, my dog ate my, sorry, my dog. Friend's dog ate his hydrangeas, could you believe?
Can you imagine?
Bloody
And they're very in vogue, but like 10, 15 years ago, you wouldn't, no self-respecting, you know, 20, 30 something year old with his new garden would be seen dead with a hydrangea because it reminded him of the grandmother. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it?
So things do go in trends, yes, but not as quickly as season by season.
But has that changed a little bit, the speed of the trend with, say, social media? And for instance, all these people looking at, we're in Cork, Peter O'Mahony, who kind of lives in town, and they look at his hydrangeas and his kind of elephant grasses, whatever he has in his back garden, and they come in, they think, that's what I want. I want Peter O'Mahony's garden.
Yeah, well, everybody wants Peter O'Mahony's garden, yeah, but I suppose social media does expedite it, of course it does, but where you're really seeing the trend change is very much towards that naturalistic wildflower, and that's for important reasons, obviously, because we're in an emergency in terms of ecology. So we are seeing rewilding happening, and we're seeing people before, like Peter O'Mahony, who would have the pristine lawn, you're seeing more and more people doing, which I encourage them to do, and that's learn to love the daisies, learn to love the dandelions, learn to love it, and don't see clover in full flower in your lawn as a weed. I mean, there were no garden chemicals pre the World Wars, and they had brilliant gardens. Now we're pouring chemicals onto the lawns, we're pouring it on, and you know, it's like blitzkrieg ecological just blanket bombing, and it's desperate. So that's a trend that we are seeing change. All right, people are very much going into the more naturalistic style of planting, allowing things go wild. If you do want a perfectly green lawn, that's fine too, just make sure you're doing it in a sound way. I mean, I have kids, we need the trampoline, I need to cut the grass, but all around my perimeter I just let go wild. So you're doing a bit for both, you know. So that's the main trend that you're seeing happening quickly, and that is definitely being driven by social media, yeah.
Well, Peter, listen, it's been great to chat to you, and I'll pass on all that advice to that radio presenter with that bloody dog, if he's listening.
Give him my number.
I will. Peter Dowdall, the Irish gardener, garden designer as well. A real, real pleasure, and thanks a million.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.